Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, these are God's words. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. The apostle moves on now through from talking about boasting being excluded. He points out that Abraham's boasting was also excluded in the same way, that this being made right with God only through faith is something that has always been the case. And he reminds us that even the most eminent saints have been in the flesh, that they needed to be regenerated, that they needed to be atoned for, that they needed to be justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And the most revered father in the faith from the Old Testament was Abraham. You remember he is the one that especially the Pharisees trotted out when they were in verbal jousting with our Lord Jesus. And yet the apostle by the Spirit immediately reminds us that Abraham was in the flesh. Just like Joshua, at the end of his book, when he is talking to Israel about God's great mercy to them, reminds them that God was merciful to Terah and to Abraham at first as well in Genesis chapter 12. So in Joshua 24 verse 2, he reminds them that before God called Terah and Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, that they were idolaters, that Abraham had begun as an idolater. When he asks the question here, what shall we say Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? The phrase according to the flesh implies nothing good. Nothing good comes from us that is from our flesh, as he's going to say about himself in chapter 7. And he goes on to point out, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. If he is justified by works, then he's done better than other people. And they should be impressed with him, and he would have something to boast about, although he hasn't been justified by works, and he doesn't have something to boast about. But even in that case, if he had been justified by works, God was the one who sustained him. God is the one who defines what good works are. God is the one who created all things. God is the one who would have upheld him. He still wouldn't have any ground to boast before God. So there's the first reason. Even our faith is something that we get from God. So faith is not something to boast about because you get it from God. Now, supposing that faith was something we did that other people don't do, you would think that faith was something that you could say, well, I can't boast about faith before God because he gave it to me, but I can boast about my faith by comparison to others because at least I believed and they didn't. Well, of course, we can't do that, as we're about to hear in verses 3 and 4. But that is what the Arminian idea would lead to. The idea that Jesus has already died for all sinners equally, and that the thing that makes a difference between sinners is one figures out to believe and makes the choice to believe. And so we'd have something to boast about. Not before God. He upholds us in all things, even faith. You know, most Arminians today, at least, you know, theologically minded Arminians, hold to Wesley's doctrine of prevenient grace, which means that God graciously enables all people to be able to choose, but there are some people that God did that gracious work in who do not end up being forgiven and do not end up coming to faith. But whatever version of the Arminian error you have, you'd say, well, I have something to boast about. So the first reason faith can't boast is because God upholds us in everything we do, and even if you were justified by works, you couldn't boast before God. The second reason is that faith is not a work, and that's in verses 3 to 4. For what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So believing, the faith, is the thing that God is responding to with this acknowledgement of Abraham's righteousness. But how does that happen? Is it a debt or is it an accounting? Is it a reckoning, crediting? Now to him who works, verse 4, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So he's taking Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he's saying, see that word there, accounted, means that faith is not a work. Faith didn't earn the designation of righteousness. God didn't owe Abraham righteousness for believing. He counted Abraham righteous as a gracious declaration through believing. So faith is something that is not a work. It has a different nature. Now, or saving faith is. Now, there is in faith the exercise of the will. There are all sorts of things involved. Faith and repentance go together. And so faith is a faith that hates its sin. Faith is a faith that sees that Jesus is glorious and good and that he died for us. Faith does apprehend the mercy of God in Christ and all of these things. But all of those aspects, all of those things that faith does, those are actually repentance. Faith itself is not working. Faith itself is a resting on the Lord alone, what he has said, who he is, what he has done. And so when he says, now to him who works, the wages are counted as a debt, he's saying, if faith was a work, then it would indebt God. It would, when you believed, God would owe you for what you have done by believing. Faith is not a work. Saving faith is a gift from God, but it is a resting upon who God is, what God has said, what God has done, particularly in Christ. Therefore, we don't have something to boast about, and not just not before God. We don't have something to boast about before anyone in our justification. Why? Because we haven't done anything in our justification. Faith always comes with repentance, but repentance does not justify. God justifies us only through the faith. It is the alone instrument. If you don't know that phrase yet, you should learn that phrase. Faith is the alone instrument of our justification. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we confess that you are the one who has given us our faith. And we confess that you alone have saved us by your righteousness, by your power, by your atonement, by all that you have determined in yourself to do, by what Christ has done. And so we have no hope but him, and we rejoice before you that he is a sure and perfect and full hope in every way. We thank you that with the faith you have also given us works, that you have given us repentance, hatred of our sin, apprehension of your mercy in Jesus, desire to do better, love for you. But Lord, these two are things not only that you have given, but that have proceeded from the faith that you have given us. And so we bless your name, for our salvation is from faith and for faith, by faith from start to finish. And we bless your name at all, we alone, And we ask that you'd keep us from being proud before you, O God, which is a horror, and keep us from being proud by comparison to others, since we have done nothing for our justification, and even those things that we do from our justification are things that you continue to give by grace. Lord, make us humble people. Make us thankful people. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.